So I'm here with Alan from Alan in Belfast, and we've been talking this morning about the importance of openness in data and information in government. Alan, what motivated you to run a session on this today?
I suppose over the last couple of, about the last year, we've ended up having to put in FOIs to various local organisations to try and get information that just wasn't going to be publicly available, and yet would be useful to know, would actually expose the value as well as maybe some of the bad things about what's kind of going on in local society. And I wanted to see, was there a way, though, of getting to the point where data is more available rather than having to always kind of resort to the last resort of FOI, which is, I kind of joked earlier that one of Santa's elves gets killed every time you do it. But, you know, it's a dirty process, and it's not one that actually has a good success rate. It's a slow, laborious thing. And some of the ideas in the session were good because we started to talk about how would we start to influence public bodies and local Northern Ireland departments to actually make data available that people were looking for. If they could make it available regularly, then we wouldn't have to actually go and ask for it. And is there a way to start doing that influence? Because we need to, I mean, I guess it's my money and it's your money being spent. And there are policies and there are decisions being made that are probably very good and valid mostly. And it'd be nice to celebrate the success of that and know about it. And it'd be nice to, when there is something kind of underlying that's rotten and corrupt, that actually you didn't have to know about that it was rotten and corrupt before you could find it. So getting some of that to be more commonplace would be good.
And do you think there's anything that can be learned here from the massive data release that was done in London yesterday?
Well, hopefully if we ever do it in Northern Ireland, it'll be a smaller release and it won't break Excel like it seemed to break for some people yesterday. I think we learned that data on its own isn't enough, because what was released yesterday was an enormous, massive, like getting the telephone directories thrown at you, and people are going to take years to get through it and actually find what's there, and it'll be too late. I think it really needs to be a bit more directed. It needs to be, we need to get into topologies, and we need to be able to kind of figure our way how to navigate through some of the data. And actually, we need to save the government and department some time and say, there's stuff that people are a lot more interested in first. Here's a priority list of things. You know, around the health service, they want to know about ambulances, they want to know about kind of patient rates and things. They don't actually want to know every last salary. And there's a range of material that's needed. And I think if we were a bit more directed, we might get somewhere a bit faster.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shall we go?